Okay, my name is Tanya Opresnik, which is spelled O-P-R-I-E-S-S-N-I-G. I am from Iowa State University.
And you did a very comprehensive presentation today to swine veterinary practitioners here. And you were talking a lot about the research that's been done so far on PCV2, PCVAD vaccines. What are some of the, what would you say is some of the most important research that has already been done with regard to these vaccines?
Well, we did do a lot of research in growing pigs. We tested the vaccines under experimental conditions in growing pigs. We tested them under field conditions in growing pigs. We tested them in co-infection studies. And basically, we have shown that the vaccines work very well.
Now, what do you think still needs to be done regarding research in the area of these vaccines?
We still need to look at breeding age animals, we need to look at boars, we need to look at sows and gilts and see if vaccines could have a benefit in that sort of scenario as well.
Now, you also went through a number of different questions, some of the most commonly asked questions. What are the most common questions that you get regarding PCV vaccine?
Well, the most common question is probably the question on passive acquired antibodies, if they interfere with vaccine efficacy or not. And we have shown in experimental trials that they don't, meaning that even if a pig has very high levels of maternal-derived antibodies, it will be protected very well. The viremia in these pigs is reduced significantly if you would compare it to pigs that have passively acquired antibody levels at the time of challenge and that are not vaccinated. And that is, I believe, very important because the vaccine probably not only induces antibodies but also induces a cellular immune response, which helps in addition to the humoral immune response.
Considering the state of the swine industry right now, the challenging times that producers are going through, why is it so important to have this kind of research regarding this kind of disease?
Well, obviously it's important if you can reduce your losses in your production unit. That is very important, especially in times like this. So if you can reduce your mortality and if you can improve your number of closeouts, that is a very good thing for everyone, I believe.
Very good. Thank you very much, Tanya.